Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
The ROI, I like to say, of a basketball is billions of dollars for LeBron James. It's zero for me. How one plays with the tools is the variable of success. I do believe that the far majority of what is the opportunity in this room or the limitation sits in two very simple categories. One's uncomfortably black and white, and one is remarkably gray. The black and white is what I just started with. Until you start making dozens of videos, pictures, and written articles a week, you will continue to leave an extraordinary amount of money on the table, and somebody sitting next to you is gonna do it and take your market share. And I don't care if you've been the queen of that city for 30 years and work on your reputation, slowly but surely you will lose, because that's what always happens in business. I love OG Life, and it is absolutely building on reputation. But I love when an agent says to me, "Dear, you don't get it. I dominate this town for the last 30 years. I'm like, "Dear, you don't get it. You don't get it. Much bigger companies than you have gone out of business with fucking audacity. And it is audacity in 2022. It is only, and this is very clear, if you're sitting in the crowd and you're not doing this work, it's only two things, and they're both interesting. One is audacity. You're audacious that what you did in 1993 or 2001 or 2007 is enough for you to dominate 2022. Or you've lost your ambition, which is okay. I don't think of that as a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing that you're not as hungry. Maybe you've scratched your itch. Maybe you do want to do other parts in your life. But look, don't lie to yourself. And understand yourself on where you are in your journey. 2022 is gonna be a remarkable opportunity for this room. The question is very simple though. Who's gonna actually put in the 30 hours of work starting today to actually know how to do pictures and videos and written words on these platforms, and who's not? And it becomes a very simple game. It's a black and white prescriptive game. Either you're good at it or you're not. No different than basketball.
Because the average person who's listening, too many people, think that they can go into this very difficult zero-sum game of betting against the consensus and be right. You know what I mean? In other words, investor says, "I'm going to go in the markets, I'm going to make money."
Betting against the consensus and be right.
Right. Because the consensus is built into the price.
Okay.
That's what's the, so it's, think of it as like going to a horse race and there's handicaps. Okay, you're not gonna pick the best horse, and you're not gonna pick the best company. A terrible company can be a better investment than a terrific company. A terrible company can be a better investment, just like the terrible horse can be a better
investment.
Because the odds that are changing, like you go into that, that becomes the long shot. But because the long shot is gonna pay off 25-1, right? If he comes in, you could just as likely bet on the long shot as the leader, and it's going to be equally likely that you're going to make money, right? Otherwise the market would be doing the opposite. Well, the market is like that, right? In other words, if everybody believes that something's going to be terrific, okay, then everybody's betting on it, and its price is high. So it's not what's best necessarily. It's what's best relative to what's in the price, what's discounted.
You know, everybody crashes.
and then you're faced with that crash. And you either have an epiphany or you don't. You either walk off the field and say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore, and you give up on that, going after your audacious goals, or you gain really humility. You know, how do you feel that you're going to be wrong? And so I think then that whole notion is, you know, to come back with the finding the smartest people I could find who disagree with me. Also, I'm in the investment management business that you have to bet against the consensus. Otherwise, you can't make money because it's in the price. And you have to bet against the consensus and be right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Or as an entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur. I had to bet against the consensus and be right. And so to gain that humility was the thing. So you either get off the field or you learn, right? The greatest tragedy of mankind, or the greatest tragedy of individuals who together make up mankind in their dealing with each other, is they have bottled up in their heads wrong opinions that they don't know how to stress test, because they think if it's in their heads, it's right, if they have an opinion. And it's so easy to get around that if you can think about, how do I go beyond that? So the reason I'm saying that is I love partnerships in which there's a back and forth and you knock things around, yep, and you get to the right answer, where there's open-mindedness and learning at the same time as there's the assertiveness as you're trying to figure things out together. In all relationships, in one way or another, you have to find out how you're going to make decisions. There are going to be agreements and disagreements, and you have to have the art of thoughtful disagreement. Now, people find their domains differently. Maybe somebody says, oh, okay, I'll take care of these things and you take care of that. I don't know. Some people, you know, the traditional household might say, okay, I'll take care of making the money out, and the man goes out and he makes money in the world. And then one woman says, I'll take care of the kids. We're not there anymore. But each role, I'm trying to say, in some way, you have to find out how to do the art of thoughtful disagreement. And it makes sense. And then also knowing what's good, what you're good at, and what you're not good at. It's a good thing to know what you're good at and what you're not good at. Meditation is the biggest gift that I can give anyone. And I would say, more than anything, it is whatever reason for success I've had. Because it allows one, back to the two U's, I'll clarify. What I mean is that in your mind, we think, what do you want? And the reality is, when you look at the neuroscience and psychology, that there are different parts of your brain that want different things. And so, in the simplest sense, there is the logical part of your brain that you're conscious of. It's called the conscious. And you think you're being logical and you want to make those decisions. And then there's the subliminal, below the limbic system, part of the brain, which is the emotional, and it's not as conscious to you, but it has more of an influence on you than really the logical one. And so they're not aligned. And so when you're experiencing that pain, or let's say the ego, right, there were two main things. You got an ego barrier and a blind spot barrier.
It's important that we don't absolve ourselves of a moral duty to act. Sheryl Sandberg talks about this in her book Option B, about this idea of post-traumatic growth. and using something that's tough as a growth experience. And so I find this fascinating because I think my own view is that we become conscious of our smallness and how irrelevant these petty concerns are day to day. You know, like you'll be annoyed about, you know, I often get annoyed about something somebody said to me at the office or some political thing that's going on, you know, in my friend group or some other issue. I'm stuck in traffic and I will forget, wait a minute, okay, at the end of the day, none of this matters at all. And most of the really successful entrepreneurs I know will tell me just how many people rejected them. For some reason, maybe it's because people assume that if you're doing good in the world that you are a little bit self-righteous and you're putting down others, there's a sort of a takedown desire people have. And I just feel like that's unfortunate. I think like there are so many examples of truly corrupt, solely profit-seeking entrepreneurs who've done far worse, I think, who are under far less scrutiny than relatively good social entrepreneurs who, you know, are flawed humans like we all are. And I guess my takeaway from that is to try to be a little bit more balanced in our assessments and look at the bigger picture. At the end of the day, I come from stardust. I will return to being stardust. None of this matters at all. The only real thing that matters is love, you know, loving people and being loved yourself. And I think everything else is kind of gravy. So what I often go back to when I'm really struggling or when I'm feeling depressed, I will literally like go back and read. I have a file in my Gmail of inspirational stories from our workers. Stories that people will send me about their own transformation or stories that managers of our centers will send me. And I, whenever I'm feeling depressed, I'll go back and read those just to ground me. I feel like when your core spiritual values or your morality are aligned with what you spend the majority of your time doing, it creates this unity in your soul. And I feel like having that has been such a cornerstone of my life. Best piece of advice I ever heard is from Ben Horowitz, don't punk out and quit. I have the Sama tattoo on my right hand, but I almost feel like that should be the other tattoo because I think the most worthwhile, worthy things in life are just the result of a lot of, you know, painful, enduring failure. And being able to pause and breathe before I make decisions is probably, you know, saved me a lot of heartache. The only real power we have in the world is choosing our response. We can't choose what happens to us. We can get stuck into situations where we are abused, where we are not treated fairly, where any number of bad things can happen. And so the only choice we can make is how to respond. And I find that that knowledge gives me so much freedom because if something bad is happening to me that I can say is beyond my control, I can say, well, at least, you know, I have the power in my response to show the world what kind of person I am. But the choice to take that painful experience and mold it into something positive for the world is, I think, the deepest kind of healing we can have as humans. And for me, I think part of what got me through those tough times, eventually as I matured, was the knowledge that I had transformed that into something good for the world. You know, I have a passion for doing this kind of work. It's almost a selfish passion because it makes me feel really good. Maybe it's the feeling that other people get when they go to church or they do volunteer work. For me, this is like my soul food. So when people are living in a constant state of scarcity, they cannot possibly make, you know, what we would think of as good decisions. They are locked into a state of suffering and not achieving their full human potential that is just tragic. And it's tragic not just at the individual level, it's tragic in the sense of this is the greatest natural resource we have in the world. More important than going to Mars, more important than finding the next oil reserve or the next diamond mine. I think when we say that and do that, it makes ordinary people feel like they could never enter this field, and that's part of the problem, is figuring out how we can mine the talent of the bottom billions of people who've been left to fester. And I think it's a tremendous loss to the world. And so for me, I think it's so exciting to be able to go to places and see people shine, see people who could easily be astrophysicists if they had only had the opportunity, and hopefully get them on the path where they can achieve more of their human potential. And it is the most personally satisfying job I could ever imagine having. And I think as a society, when we do this, we feel more satisfied collectively as well.
I was working at a financial firm in New York City with a bunch of very smart people. and I had a brilliant boss I much admired. I went to my boss and told him I was going to start a company selling books on the internet. He took me on a long walk in Central Park, listened carefully to me, and finally said, "That sounds like a really good idea, but it would be an even better idea for someone who didn't already have a good job. You can have a job, or you can have a career, or you can have a calling. And if you can somehow figure out how to have a calling, you have hit the jackpot, because that's the big deal."
I met Jeff Bezos 25 years ago, and he told me, "Dave, I want you to invest in my company." "What are you doing?" "I'm gonna start a bookstore in my garage." "Okay." "And I'm gonna put it online. People will buy online, and I'm gonna ship out of my garage. But if you invest in me, Dave, someday I'm gonna be the richest man in the world. I'll do over $100 billion. First of all, there is no such thing as $100 billion 25 years ago. Statistically, there's no such thing. Countries didn't have our national debt wasn't $100 billion. And this dude's telling me at 26 years old that he's gonna be the richest man in the world because he has a garage and the internet. That was his truth. No, but he did not know it, and neither did I. But the difference between him and I is I was laughing, scoffing, and jesting at him, and he was already applauding himself, going, "At the right way, at the perfect time, I'm gonna make as much as I can as quickly." And I'm sitting there going, "There's no way this is gonna be a big business."
Do something you're very passionate about, and don't try to chase what is kind of the hot passion of the day. Seen in that light, it really was a difficult choice. But ultimately, I decided I had to give it a shot. I didn't think I'd regret trying and failing. And I suspected I would always be haunted by a decision to not try at all. After much consideration, I took the less safe path to follow my passion, and I'm proud of that choice. As a young boy, I had been a garage inventor. I'd invented an automatic gate closer out of cement-filled tires, a solar cooker that didn't work very well out of an umbrella and aluminum foil, baking pan alarms to entrap my siblings. I'd always wanted to be an inventor, and she wanted me to follow my passion. There's a military phrase that I especially love, and it says, "Slow is smooth and smooth is fast." And I have seen that in every endeavor I've ever been in. That's the kind of thing that really allows you to make progress. You know, you get certain gifts in life and you want to take advantage of those. I guess my advice on adversity and success would be to be proud not of your gifts, but of your hard work and your choices. So, you know, you may be, the kinds of gifts you get in life, you know, you might be really good at math, it might be really easy for you. That's a kind of gift. But practicing that math and taking it to the next step, that could be very challenging and hard and take a lot of sweat. That's a choice. You can't really be proud of your gifts because they were given to you. You can be grateful for them and thankful for them. But your choices, you choose to work hard, you choose to do hard things. Those are choices that you can be proud of. You can choose. We all get to choose our life stories, and it's the choices that define us, not our gifts. Everybody in this room has many gifts. I have many gifts. You can never be proud of your gifts because they're gifts. They were given to you. You might be tall, or you might be really good at math, or you might be extremely beautiful or handsome, or there are many gifts, and you can only be proud really of your choices, because those are the things that you are acting on. And one of the most important choices that each of us has, and you know this just as well as I do, is you can choose a life of ease and comfort, or you can choose a life of service and adventure. And when you're 80,
which one of those things do you think you're going to be more proud of? You're going to be more proud of having chosen a life of service and adventure.
What has made me a multimillionaire, I'm going to reveal to you right now. And I can prove it to you. Ladies and gentlemen, in 3 years, I doubled my MBA income in the marketplace. You hearing what I'm saying? And I've never had a real job. But I got a mindset. Lesson number one. For you to get to that next level, here's what you need: information. You need to get information. No offense, I don't even watch TV. CNN don't pay my bills. Okay? Power don't pay my bills. I don't even watch TV. I might catch a sporting event. Or don't get mad about a football game. I love to watch football. But I don't watch TV. Why? It's unproductive, in my opinion. I get 24 hours a day just like Bill Gates. I get 24 hours a day just like Beyonce and Jay-Z. You get 24 hours a day, ladies and gentlemen. What do you do with your 24 hours? You need to get more information. In our coaching program, all we do is drop content nonstop. People are like, wow, I didn't know that. Wow, I didn't know that. See, you don't even know what you don't know. How did you let me come from behind and clip you? Do you guys know the studies show the better we look, the more money we make? Which means your website should pass the eyeball test. Your truck should pass the eyeball test. Your people should pass the eyeball test. You should pass the eyeball test. Everybody in this room has a promised land somewhere, but you can't be stuck on the city you like. You got to hear God and go to your promised land. Your promised land might be Utah. Your promised land might be Minnesota. Your promised land might be Wyoming. Hear me clearly. You better use your money to get information and access, and you better be flexible, because a real shark is flexible. Can we stop fronting and get real about this thing? And if I can do it, you can do it. I knew nothing about life. I knew nothing about business, but I had the right mindset, and I learned it through sports. And y'all got to hear my story so you understand. I didn't even start on my college basketball team. I came off the bench. At the University of Minnesota, I came off the bench. But in my mind, you can bring me off the bench, but I'm an NBA ball player when you get through talking. When you get through, I'm an NBA ball player. And that's why I would walk around and say, you can't check me. You can't check me. You can't check me. If I was you, I would walk around every day and say, I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. I declare it right now. I'm worth millions. I'm worth millions. I will receive my salary right now, but I won't accept it as my value. So whatever you receive right now, receive it, but don't you accept it as your value. Because there's more out here for you if you change your mindset.